The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is one of those Sundays when one is tempted to add a question mark after the proclamation of the Gospel. The Gospel of the Lord? The good news of Jesus Christ, really? I've come to bring fire to the earth, Jesus announces. Do you think I've come to bring peace? No, I tell you, but rather division. You'll be divided. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, and so on. The Gospel. The good news of our Lord. We are made to reflect this day on how obedience to God's call can divide. For the way of the cross is a hard way. This is a Sunday for truth-telling in the Spirit of Jesus. But as we encounter these harsh words, we also have to consider the difference between description and prescription. The Gospel this morning describes what happens when the truth is proclaimed, rather than prescribe what should happen, what we should do. Rather than encourage division, Jesus knows that when the truth of the Gospel is proclaimed, division can happen. Our Lord is not seeking to be a homewrecker. He is not asking us to be homewreckers. But Jesus warns us to be prepared for those times when in living out our faith, we are met with resistance or even violence. Human history proves such violence before the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And the same history highlights the blessings of faithfulness. Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, Beatitudes, blessed are you when people persecute you in my name. Blessed are you in times of division. Such division can come when the followers for Jesus' sake embrace conscience in the face of injustice. Travel back with me to Switzerland of 1938. The Nazi machine is emerging in Germany. And in Switzerland, the police chief, Paul Gruninger, in the city of Saint-Gallen, has made a momentous decision. The chief began to falsify the papers of Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi Germany. He sought to resettle them in his canton, the small territory over which he had jurisdiction. Over time, Chief Groninger falsified hundreds of papers for the fleeing refugees, providing for them a safe haven. His disobedience based on conscience eventually led to his arrest and his prosecution. In his book, Beautiful Souls, I.L. Press reflects on how a rich, adverse civil servant like Chief Groninger became an unlikely resister, an agent of division, as he sought to simply do that which he determined to be good. I.L. wrote, "He met with refugees. He listened to them. He saw the fear and desperation in their eyes, and so he devised ways to let them stay." Knowing that his actions would create division between himself and his superiors, even division among his family, Groninger chose compassion over compliance. He chose loving embrace over rejection. And this is hard. In our time, this remains hard. Throughout the gospel, in the story that Luke tells, Jesus calls upon those who hear his word to turn their hearts from greed to generosity, to turn from anxious self-preservation to faithful self-giving. His words led to conflict, born out of his peace-filled activity. And we think about this. He seemed to be an agent for peace, for love, for grace, for mercy. And yet his words and actions pitted him against the religious authorities of his time and eventually brought him to his cross. Yet even as we are aware of the realities of conflict and division that can result from our discipleship, we are called, friends in Christ, to live as hopeful people, praying fervently for God's compassion and for the restoration of right relationships in our day-to-day discipleship. Even in the face of division, we are to remain hopeful. Even in the face of the toughest issues that can face a people, we are to remain hopeful. At the beginning of our gospel text today, Jesus says, "I come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." And now we're asked to stretch again, because fire as a metaphor has many nuances, doesn't it? The ancients understood the destructive power of fire perhaps better than we. An overturned oil lamp or a carelessly maintained kitchen fire could bring down a home to the ground in an instant in ancient times. A devastating fire could roar through a community and kill everyone. But the power of fire can also bring new life. And we know this. New life out of forest lands after seemingly tragic wildfires. New life as metal is purified coming up out of the refiner's fire. Fire can be a creative force, a life-giving force. Some of you recall Bishop Michael Curry embracing the creative power of fire, preaching at the wedding of Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in May of last year. Anglican Bishop Curry, he compared the power of fire to the power of love. He said, "The advances of fire and technology are greatly dependent on the human ability and capacity to take fire and use it for human good." And then he cited Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who said that fire was one of the greatest discoveries in all of human history. And then going on, he went on to say that if humanity ever harnessed the energy of fire again, if humanity ever captured the energy of love as a fire to bring to the world, a love that burns brightly and consumes us. It'll be the second time in human history that we've discovered fire. The fire of hopeful regeneration, the fire of new life. Bishop Curry commended the way of love to the young royal couple and continues to commend to the people of faith the discovery of the fire of love as a guiding force. Jesus said, "I've come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." Sisters and brothers in Christ, such fire can divide, but it can also bring healing and new life and community. In the spirit of the gospel writer's testimony, we are called to be faithful even in the midst of fire conflict, seeking to exemplify the purifying power of the fire of love in the way of the cross. May we know such truth in Christ's name. Amen.